Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, welcome.
Greetings
to another week of Pony and Muller Picks, week 11. And Donnie Football is proving once and for all that he knows ball, as he had another massive week.
Certified
ball knower.
Ball knower. I have bad news. We have a little Twitter video series we're starting. Jenna from sales, a woman who has admitted openly she does not even know the nicknames of the teams she is picking.
Yeah.
We'll pick four of our games every week after we have made our picks. So we did this last week. She knows team colors. She doesn't know the team names other than the Steelers, to my knowledge. She went 4-0 last week, boys. On those four games, I think the best any of us did was 3-1.
She nailed it. That's like my mom during March Madness.
I did say Houston Texans versus Detroit Lions. She said, I like the Texans nickname better. I'll go with them. What are we doing with our lives?
They're just named after the state.
Boys, what are we doing with our lives here?
Against the spread or just picking
teams? Against the spread. I gave her the spreads. She goes, Dolphins, like their colors. Aren't they teal and orange?
Wow. Anywho, I guess we'll look to her and congratulations on all her success.
What are we doing, though, here? Come on, guys. We got to pick it up. We need more perfect weeks. Donnie is batting first. He had 5 last week. He's up 2 on you, Pony, up 3 on me. You're up next. You had 4. I had 3. So we're still pretty closely clustered here.
Eagles are a 4-point favorite tonight, Donnie, in Thursday night football over the Commanders.
I think we're in for another really good Thursday night football game. They've gotten kind of fortunate, Amazon has, with how these games have fallen. I don't think we're going to get late into this game, and Al Michaels will be talking about how he doesn't eat veggies or some random betting line, or just saying, oh, that's pretty big for some people in Vegas if the game goes over 49.5 points. I think they're going to be able to keep their attention for all 60 minutes. I'm going to take Washington to cover here. I think they could very well lose, but a field goal type game. I still think Washington is a good football team. The Steelers had kind of a statement win last week. Philly has been on a roll. People don't like the head coach, but they just keep on winning. I'll take Washington, though, in this case, to cover the +4.
I love Philly. I'm going to take them to win this game by more than 4 points. Jalen Hurts is doing special stuff again. He has a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown in each of the last 4 games, pass rating over 100. I think A.J. Brown brings out the best in him, and he's healthy. Their defense, all these Georgia boys are starting to live up to their reputations from college, or Jalen Carter's, people like that. N'Kobe Dean had that big interception against Jacksonville to seal that game. I just think a short week for a rookie quarterback in a place like Philly ain't going to be easy. I'll take Philly to win this one going away. Mulsey?
I kind of want to pick Washington here. They're going to get Brian Robinson back, so that's going to give them one more weapon overall on offense, and he's clearly their best pure running back, with apologies to Austin Eckler. I still am a huge Jaden Daniels fan, but I would feel like the Eagles probably still are. I would feel definitely, though, like they're the biggest challenger to the Lions, except they are just coached by a guy I think is a complete boob in Nick Sirianni.
Massive boob.
I just a doofus. And yet, the roster is so good, it's like kind of too big to fail, too easy, you know, to just pilot that ship. short week. Pony's got a good point there. It's just tough for teams to go on the road, even on a short drive down I-95 or up I-95. I'll take the Eagles. I think they're going to win by at least a tutty.
Niners and Seahawks in San Fran. Christian McCaffrey came back, and the Niners were able to hang on to beat the Bucks on a last-second field goal. This line between these two NFC West teams in the most tightly packed division is 6.5. I will take Seattle getting all those points, even though the game is in San Francisco. These two teams played on a Thursday night earlier in the year, and San Francisco beat them by a dozen. But I think Seattle will do better here, coming off a bye week. And every time I feel like the Niners are ready to really take off, they make things more interesting than they need to be. I think San Francisco might win the game outright, but I also think Seattle has a chance getting all those points. Give me the Seahawks.
I think Seattle is just a den of complete fraudsters. I know Mike McDonald's getting a lot of shine, I guess, for having a solid enough first season. He started 3-0. Do you guys name the team Seattle has beaten off the top of your head?
I know New England's one of them, and I know they lost at home to the Giants.
Seattle started the season beating Bo Nix before he knew what the hell was going on. Proceeded to beat New England. It took them overtime to do it against the fighting Brissettes. Then they beat the Tua-less Dolphins, which is like beating, Indiana the Hoosiers, probably at this point. They're like a college team. They suck when Tua's not in there. They've lost to everybody else other than Atlanta. They have one what I would call high-quality win this year. It is a 20-point road win against the Falcons. Give me the Niners. I think this is a fraudulent football team in Seattle, and I think the Niners are going to prove it.
Donald?
I'm going to go with the Niners here, too. I'm going to guess that this is the week that maybe they do break out a little bit with McCaffrey back at home, that they can exploit what Seattle has been for most of the season. Like Chris said, I think they're going to win the game probably around that same margin as the first time, so not like a blowout, but they take the game by 10-plus.
Biggest game in the NFL this season so far is the 9-0 Kansas City Chiefs headed to Buffalo to take on the first-place Bills. And the Bills are favored in this game, Mulzy, -2.
Your buddy Nick Wright's not going to like what I'm about to say here, although it's not a playoff game, so maybe he won't feel like it's as easy money. At some point, Kansas City's going to lose a game. I know that Mahomes is all-time great, and I know he's the best player in the league still, and I know he'll probably get it right, but they have way too much of a 2020 Steelers vibe currently. I think it would almost be in their best interest to lose a game, just so they're not chasing down this staggering, lurching march to 17-0. They're not an undefeated quality team. They got lucky against Denver. Bo Nix outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that football game. He did. It's just a fact, and they got lucky. They're not going to get lucky against what I think is one of the four best teams in football. Give me Buffalo -2. They might even, I'm not going to say they're going to blow them out. It's the Chiefs' respect I'm giving here, but Buffalo is going to win this game by more than two.
I, too, think the Chiefs are going to lose the game, but I think the Chiefs are going to cover. I think it's going to be some sort of 28-27 nonsense.
You're pulling a Mulzy from last week?
It's going to be some sort of nonsense where things don't quite go Kansas City's way at the end, like they have so many times this season. Either it's a Buffalo game winner or it's a Kansas City miss, this time by Butker. I think KC yet again finds a way to have it down to the wire and have people worried that they are going to win yet another game. So I'll take them +2.
I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. I think they're going to win the game. Mahomes' mastery as an underdog continues. Last year in the playoffs, underdogs in Buffalo, Baltimore, and then again in the Super Bowl. Of course, they won all three games. I want to see it happen before I predict it, and that is the Chiefs going down as an underdog. I'll take them +2. Sunday night football in L.A. The Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite against the Bengals, Donnie.
I'm so happy that they flexed the original game out of this, and I know that some people...
You didn't want to see Colts-Jets?
No, I did not.
Richardson, the corpse of Rodgers. It's Sunday night football.
And I know people maybe wanted to see Steelers-Ravens because that game is just meant to be in prime time. But
you know who didn't want to see it in prime time? Arthur J. Rooney the
second. You got that right. But I think this will be a really fun one. Now, here's where it gets a little bit hairy for the Bengals. The defense, again, and they are facing a good defense this week, one that can at least stop Joe Burrow a little bit. I still think he's going to have his fun. I think he is just playing way too well to be stopped right now. But the Chargers have somebody capable of going toe-for-toe with him. And I think that the defense on LA's side could actually make a play. I'm going to take the Chargers here to cover this narrowly field goal type game, but I will go LA minus 1.5.
I'm going to do the same thing. I agree with pretty much everything you said there. Cincinnati's defense is so bad. It looks like they will get T. Higgins back for this game, which will help. But I don't trust Cincinnati to stop the Chargers' offense really much on the run ground game with J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards sprinkled in. And even though I think the Bengals will put up their share of points against L.A., it's a historic defense to this point in the season, never having given up more than 20 points in a game. I will take L.A. minus 1.5. Mulsey?
I don't think it's the time and place where I start chasing picks and go against you guys. And while I just think the Bengals offense deserves a ton of respect, I can't in good conscience pick them here. I can't even get, even with such a small number, I can't do it. The Chargers are, I feel like, built in a lab to win this game in hilarious, like 24-20 or 20-16 fashion where they randomly do slow Burrow down. Give me Harbaugh and the boys to win this thing.
Moneyball time. I vacillated on two games. This is the one I ended up on. This is going to shock you guys.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to take the Cowboys plus 7.5 at home against Houston. The Texans got 5 Jared Goff interceptions and weren't able to win a game. I don't think that they are all they were cracked up to be by people like me and Donnie, who had them as a Super Bowl pick before the season started. They are just grossly overrated. And the Cowboys are pathetic. They are absolutely awful. But I just don't see Houston really blowing out anybody right now. I could even see them losing this game, which is crazy to think about. And is it Cooper Rush or Trey Lance?
I think it's going to be Rush.
Good.
Again.
I feel better about it then. Give me Dallas plus 7.
How bad is Trey Lance, though, that he can't get on
Shouldn't
the field?
Shouldn't be in the NFL. Dallas plus 7.5.
Everyone's feeling real good right now about one team that lost last week. Wow, they acquitted themselves well.
Denver.
Wow, their quarterback looks like he's actually coming on. I was unfair. What's that Shaq meme? I'm sorry, sir. I was unfamiliar with your game. Bo Nix has actually thrown like 11 touchdown passes in his past 6 games, I believe. Mm. I called him Kenny Pickett 2.0. That would take Kenny Pickett 2 years to get to 11 touchdown passes. But this is a classic one for me. Falcons licking their wounds after an ugly loss to a horrible Saints team. Denver should have beaten the only undefeated left in the league in their building. Now Denver gets to come back home. Give me the Falcons plus 2.5. They're going to win this thing outright.
Donnie, your money ball.
How about this for a little Monday night fun? I'm going to make my money ball Houston minus 7.5.
Oh.
I think the Texans fans are going to invade Jerry World. Nobody has to worry about the sun. Lucky for Jerry Jones. And I think for the second week in a row, now minus Dak Prescott, the Cowboys are going to get bludgeoned at home. And this, we're getting close to our pal, the Greenfield native Mike McCarthy, getting those papers. So our pal Archie down in Southside might be getting a phone call here soon. Houston minus 7.5 on Monday night.
Donnie, you have to pick Steelers and Ravens because you'll be off doing high school football on Friday when we make our official picks. The line is dropped from Steelers plus 3.5 down to Steelers plus 3. That's somewhat significant. Who are you taking in this game?
The hook would have me feeling a whole lot better because I just feel like this game is primed for a field goal. Because if the Steelers happen to lose the game, I think they'll lose by 3. I mean, the same probably goes for Baltimore. I said when we gave the little midweek vibe check yesterday how I was feeling. I'm going to stick with that. I think it's a shootout. I think the Steelers somehow come out on top. I think their defense, kind of similarly to how we talked about that Bengals-Chargers game, that the Steelers have the defense that will end up making a play in this game. Baltimore does not. I'm going to take the Steelers plus 3.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Picks. We'll check back in later today on the show. See ya.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.